This is a podcast from WOR.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
This is supposed to be a democracy.
We're trying to run a city, not a democracy.
Power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people.
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. We're live at iHeartRadio Music Headquarters, okay? The studios for WOR 710. We're at the studios here. We're with Claire. We're with JFK Mike. We're with Nat Goldbetter, John McDonough. We miss you, man. Where are you? We really miss you. So does anybody ever bought four tires or a set of tires? You know, I've been going to a place in the Bronx for 40 years, and the guy was always a heck of a lot cheaper than any place else. So I went there, and I got prices on tires. And then, for the heck of it, I decided to call a tire distributor, a well-known tire distributor. Call him up, and he gives me a price comparable to my friend in the Bronx. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go buy four tires from this place. And he says, not only that, it includes balancing. How can you beat it? No extra fees. So I get there, and they put the car up on the rack, and I'm filling out the forms. He says, just sign this. I said, well, this says alignment. He says, yeah, well, you need an alignment. I said, well, how do you know I need an alignment if you haven't checked the car yet? I said, I don't think I need an alignment. He says, well, we're not going to do it if you really don't need an alignment. We're only going to do it if you need an alignment. I said, okay, that sounds fair enough for $79. So I get my bill, the guy says, okay, that'll be X amount of dollars. Four tires and an alignment. I said, well, can I see the printout from the alignment? You know, what torque? How much did you have to pull in or pull out? You know, we've been doing this. This isn't our first day with cars. Cars are our life. I mean, Nat has 45, 50 years in the taxi industry. Mike has 40 years in the taxi industry. I have 40, 50 years in the taxi industry. You know, my father drove, my grandfather drove, so all I want to do is get four tires and not be ripped off. And the guy says, oh, the printout for the alignment, I can't give it to you. I said, well, why not? He says, well, the printer doesn't work. I said, the printer doesn't work, so if I pay you, that means you can't give me a receipt. I don't see why I should pay for the alignment if you can't show me the work you did. He said, I'll tell you what, I'll take $69 off it. I said, you know what? That sounds fair. he said he did the alignment, so I paid $10 for the alignment. But, folks, be careful. You know, you go in for one thing, they say, oh, look at this. You know, there's a line on your shock. You need four new shocks. Or be careful. Oh, alignment? Yeah, alignment. Make sure you know what you're paying for. Ask for an itemized bill before. Ask for, is there any labor additional? Okay? Know what you're asking for before you go in, because
especially
a lot of people,
if you're a female.
Oh, I don't like. I think that's very prejudicial. You know,
you bet
men
they
are stupid too. Let's be fair here. That's right. The women are smarter sometimes.
Go dead.
So, I was happy. I think I got an alignment, except I didn't have a problem before. Now my car pulls to the left, but my tires are great. What can I say? Just to let you know, our phone number here is 800-321-0710. This is a live call-in show. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. One more time, 800-321-0710. So Amtrak is a national company, you know, but let's talk about the East Coast. They go down to Washington. You know, you can take the car, the train down to Georgia and take your car. They go, most people use it commuting to Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., up to Boston, Massachusetts, right?
Watch it.
Yeah, I know. I almost said Massachusetts. Right, but I said Massachusetts. I'll be nice. We know how I feel about the Boston Red Sox. So what's happening with Amtrak is, if you take the Long Island Railroad, you've been very disappointed lately. We've spoken on the show. Penn Station, just to let you know, has one track going in and one track going out. There's two tracks for the largest train commuter hub, probably one of the biggest in the country. All right? So Long Island Senate Republican delegation announced a new bill that's going to compensate commuters and actually hold Amtrak responsible, because they're frustrated. They're frustrated about all the delays almost every day at Penn Station. So the bill would hold New York State's payments to Amtrak for Penn Station and return those savings to commuters as they continue to experience repeated travel problems. Okay, that jeopardizes their jobs, it paralyzes the region's economy. There's a lot of problems with that. So the bill authorizes the MTA to discontinue all payments to Amtrak as a way of compensating commuters affected by all these delays that are unscheduled and cancellations that are happening all the time. If trains arrive and depart and they restore 95% on-time performance for at least 1 month, well, then they won't withhold the money. 95% of the time, it seems like the trains are always late.
Every time.
Yeah. So that's tough. So Amtrak forecasted for this summer, for all you Long Island Railroad riders, an additional potential 25% in reductions of service to complete repairs of four tracks and other infrastructures. All right, so there'll be more problems that commuters are going to have. So the state report released this year estimated that 7.5 million Long Island riders were delayed or had rides canceled or terminated before reaching their destination for all of 2016. And there you go. And here are some of the senators that are co-sponsoring the bill. John Flanagan, Carl Masolino, Kemp Hannon, Thomas Croce, Kenneth LaValle, and Philip Boyle. And who is the person who is the sponsor, the main sponsor? Senator Elaine Phillips. So there you go. Now, that said, the Northeast Corridor Commission submitted to Congress two reports, okay, stating that, you ready for this? $38 billion is needed for 457 miles electrified rail linking Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. Can you imagine that? That's what they're saying it's needed. This isn't a problem that's going away. This is a problem that's only going to get worse. So there's supposed to be a new Penn Station over at the Farley Post Office. And all I know is, you know, in 2000, I started taking the train, and I would go into Hoboken. Then when they opened the Frank Lautenberg transfer station, I'd go into Penn Station to make it faster. Well, to make it faster took longer because there's only one track going into Penn Station. Doesn't make sense. We're the biggest city in the world, the center of banking and culture. We have one track going into Penn Station from Philadelphia and Washington and Boston. Does that make sense to anybody?
No.
Not really.
I'll tell you, one of the things they were talking about with Penn Station, and maybe not Penn Station, but with the subways in general, they said a problem that is still ongoing, apparently, is you have these weirdos going down into the tracks and stealing copper wire. Now, it may not be the copper wire that's being used specifically for that train at that time, but it's auxiliary copper wire. So if something shifts from one signal to another signal, there's no copper wire, and everything comes to a halt. So that's something they said is happening. Like, you know, I don't know who's buying the copper wire, but some of these crackheads are going into the subways and removing copper wire. And it'll be interesting to see if these signals that keep going out with Metro North and with the Long Island Railroad keep going out, if, surprise, surprise, there's some copper wire missing there as well.
So how many reels of copper wire have you sold, Mike?
Not as many as I deserve. I get all my copper wire from other sources, don't worry.
Oh, okay. A little word of tourism in New York State. They set new records in New York State for tourism with visitors. A record 239 million visitors to New York State. This isn't the city.
Whoa.
This is the whole state.
Nice.
And they assume that the economic impact is $105 billion. Okay? Direct spending, $65 billion.
Right.
All on tourism in New York State. And that's Niagara Falls and West Point and Cooperstown.
Lake George.
Lake George. Oh, yeah, Lake George.
Yeah.
Maybe going up there in August.
Very nice.
That's right.
Love it.
Yeah, actually, I found out that the full eclipse, we're having an eclipse this August. It's August 21st. And that's when I'm supposed to be in Lake George. But in New York, you're getting about 50%. So half the sky, it'll be half as light as it usually is. Okay, or half as dark, whatever, however you want to look at it. But August 21st.
I just want to say something about the tourists. We love tourists, and the tourists, by and large, love yellow cabs. I mean, I pick up a lot of people at Kennedy Airport, thus the name JFK, Mike.
How much do they weigh?
I checked it out. pulse in the face, that's all I need. Listen, but I'm going to say the tourists at JFK, they love yellow cabs. The tourists in Times Square, they love yellow cabs. And one thing I want to tell de Blasio and the Parks Department, whoever's supposed to clean the roads, clean the roads. My God, you got garbage on the Van Wick. You got the grass is 3 feet high. You got a guy. I guess the economy is getting better because the guy who had two shopping carts now has three shopping carts. We're all pretty proud of him when you sit at the traffic light. And he's always good for some leftover Chinese food that I give to him. Just want to say that. But just basically, we've got to take care of the tourists coming in from Kennedy Airport, going to the city. They can't see, literally, I wish I had my camera at the time. They can't see a dead dog on the side of the Van Wick with a lucky collar around its neck, okay?
I just got this email in. Speaking of LaGuardia Airport, I must be in an alternate universe. I landed at LaGuardia, came outside, and not a single illegal pickup attempt by hustlers.
Whoa, congratulations. Nice news.
Also, the official taxi queue at LaGuardia Terminal B is massive, more than 100 people deep. I've only saw one cab pulling up to the queue. You know, that's a very good point. I want to ask you your opinion. How do we get more yellow cabs at LaGuardia Airport at night? Sunday night, Monday night. Mike, how do we get more yellow cabs? If you know, give us a call if you have an idea. 800-321-0710.
Money, 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 money. For some reason, they have all these plans, but they don't want to throw money at the cab drivers. Keep it simple. Money, money, money.
Okay. Our number is 800-321-0710. There's been a lot of talk recently about medallions. It's a national story because there have been problems in most cities because of app-based companies not having the same rules and regulations as medallion taxi cabs or yellow cabs. Matt, you had some interesting news about activity in the medallion industry.
Yeah, excuse me. Just recently in Cranes Magazine, there was an article about a fleet owner that purchased two medallions, a mini fleet corporation, for $1.32 million, which comes out to $660,000 per medallion. And this fleet owner had a lot of confidence in the medallions. He said he believes that it's coming back on the market. The biggest problem is the financing, because the financing is kind of frozen right now. But there are some deals available. Sales inquiries are picking up. Sales itself are moving at a slower pace because of the financing problems. But right now, this is a good time to buy a medallion. I mean, the key, and this has always been the key in this industry, is that if you have an affordable down payment, it almost makes no difference what the price of the medallion is. You're purchasing your livelihood. You're purchasing your career, and you're purchasing your future by purchasing a medallion and not just leasing it out year after year after year after year where you're making nothing on. So these are some good signs that are coming out. The other good sign is that leasing companies are finding that drivers are returning from the app companies to Yellows.
Really?
That's absolutely true.
Welcome home, boys and girls.
That extra money they're making on the accessible cars is helpful.
Yeah, that is helpful. And, you know, that's a funny thing because that's still a sticking point with a lot of drivers. They're kind of brain locked into that, you know, wheelchair accessible vehicles are bad to drive, they're bad to work with. But the bottom line is the bottom line with the program that the TLC has. If you buy a wheelchair accessible vehicle, you're getting reimbursed $30,000 over 4 years. So that's not bad. That's not a bad way to go.
It's not a bad way to go.
Plus, you get 50 cents extra for every trip that you take.
And that's not only accessible trips. That's any trip.
Any trip you take.
So if you're a driver of an accessible yellow cab and you do 30 fares a day, you're going to get $15 from the city.
Absolutely. Wow. Which kind of cancels out the MTA charge. So
it's almost like free gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
About time.
Nice.
So you know, and I've spoken to a couple of leasing companies, and they assure me that the drivers are coming back. The only vehicles they're having problems with is the Waves. And quite frankly, if you drive a Wave, you're going to get a cheaper lease.
What's a Wave? Tell our audience.
Wheelchair accessible vehicle. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. And, you know, this is just something that the drivers are locked in on brain-wise, and they're missing out on the good opportunities.
Hakimi sent in an email. De Blasio is proud to announce a 20% reduction in car accidents. What he did was enrich the insurance companies by 20%. So, is he going to reduce my yellow cab insurance by 20% accordingly? That's a rhetorical question.
Well, you know, I have to say something about that. I mean, the insurance premiums have very slightly gone up over the last 10 years, if at all. I mean, it's amazing to me that they can hold their prices the way they are, and that's a testimony to the insurance companies that. The limited insurance companies that we have now in the available to us.
You know, just touching on your medallion sales thing, picking up, that would be great news because yesterday I was in the taxi garage, my local neighborhood taxi garage, getting an oil change or whatever in Queens, and I saw something I hadn't seen in a while. I saw Saturday night cabbies shaping up in fleet garages, and the reason they were shaping up is because all the cars were out. For Saturday day.
For those of you who might not know, shaping up means waiting for a cab.
Right. They were waiting for a cab, but they were cool with it because it was
to drive.
You know, those guys were going to get a cab to drive on Saturday night, so they were happy. And the reason they weren't going out right away, they had to wait a little bit, is because we're finally getting those cars out and servicing the public. That's another little caveat we've got to talk about, is we want to bring the taxi industry back. We need to cover the work. Now that the work is coming back, we have to cover the work. So I got to tell the fleet owners, I know you're trying to make a buck. Your priority should be to get these cabs out and cover the work that's coming back now.
I want to know how to get more cabs at the airports at night. 800-321-0710. Okay, that's what I want to know. I really do. There's a lot of smart people out there listening. Tell me what you think. Here's an email from Mr. Nakos. Seems like everyone is trying to screw the yellow cab. Add accessori to that list now, too. I was dispatched to pick up a wheelchair fare on 841 Broadway, 14th Street at 3 p.m., headed to that destination from Houston and Crosby. And to my surprise, an accessori van was already there picking up my passenger after I parked and clicked on the scene.
then call out to the passenger. I know I had to wait 5 minutes to click on a no-show to get paid while waiting at a bus stop for a wheelchair passenger that was propositioned by Accessoride. Then another Accessoride vehicle arrives and sits there and waits for someone else to come out. I asked around, and it seems like that's what they do. They go to their destinations where they know wheelchair passengers will be, wait outside to solicit them instead of getting dispatched. I want to know if this has happened to other drivers, too. So, if you've ever gotten an accessible call and you've seen a yellow, you've seen an Accessoride van pick up your yellow fare, give us a call, 800-321-0710. Thank you, Mr. Nakos, for that one. Appreciate it. We'll hold off on that. Let's just see. There's so much going on. Here's from Frank. Once a guy coming out of the old Homestead Steakhouse asked me, do you have a dog? I lied through my teeth and said yes. He gave me his leftovers from the old homestead. Dave, after the ride, I enjoyed the best steak I've ever tasted.
I'm writing it down.
That's from Frank. Very, very good. Smart thinking on your part, Frank. You know, it was very smart thinking.
Was it cooked the way he liked it?
It was the best steak he ever had. That's for sure. Let's see what else we have here. Driving a yellow cab. This is from Simon. It's like a baseball game. Sometimes you have slumps and sometimes you're hot. It changes. Thank you for that, Simon. Appreciate that. And let me get out of here. Okay. Anyway, you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And do we have any callers, Noah? Okay, let's take Charbel. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for your time, Mr. Dave. And I do have a couple of comments about the NV200 for the handicap accessible vehicle.
Now, the NV200, folks, is the taxi of tomorrow. That's made by Nissan. There's a contract between Nissan and the city of New York. And 50% of all yellow cabs will have to be wheelchair accessible. You don't have to buy right now the NV200, but almost all of them are being purchased. So go ahead. What's your what did you want to talk about?
David, what the mayor think? What the Taxi and Limousine Commission may think? Those people that have no clue. Those people that have no idea about the taxi business. If you put handicap in the back of the MV200, the back of his head, and the gate from the back, they are less than 6 inches. Wow. In case a car is being involved in a collision from the back, that person is going to be dead.
Oh. Yikes.
You heard it here, folks. I wonder if the insurance companies are listening.
Let's hope not. We just talked about the rates.
Yeah, we want the rates down. We don't want the rates up. But it is a lighter car than NV200, even though the accessibles are heavier. I mean, it seems to be lighter. It's narrower than a Ford Crown Vic. I don't know what the weight is. Maybe somebody could look at their registration and tell me what the weight of the NV200 is. I'm really curious. Our number is 800-321-0710. Thanks, Charbel, for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Nancy! You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Great to hear you.
Hey, what's up, Nancy?
Great, great. I was just listening to the caller about the MTA request, the Accessoride calls.
Accessoride?
I have something similar that happened to me. I had a request about a month ago on 116th Street. Between 7th and 8th on a Sunday morning.
To pick up an accessible fare?
Yeah, it was to pick up a, you know, they tell you to just turn on the meter, you know, don't charge them, whatever, whatever. This is Accessoride. And I got there and I waited until the time ran out. And when the time ran out, I hit the no show. But then again, I look behind me, I see this huge Accessoride minivan parked right behind me. So I don't really know. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, I had a couple of colleagues in the Green Cab tell me the same thing, that they get there, you know, and then nobody ever comes, or they try to call the passenger, nobody picks up, and nobody gets back to you. So it's It seems a little sketchy to me, Dave.
Okay, so you believe that that might be happening also. We may be found some type of scam here. You know, accessorized is supposed to be dispatched, called in advance.
Yeah.
And I wonder how those drivers get paid.
Yeah, and another thing really quick, Dave. They're also, I know, you probably know this, they're also sending those accessorized requests to Uber. So that I'm not happy with. I think the majority and the first priority should be yellow and green. But they're getting them too. So there's something really sketchy going on there.
And I've heard that Uber is drooling over the accumulating surcharge money that the yellow cabs and the green cabs have been collecting. So now, like everything else, from what I've heard, the hot rumor is that Uber wants to swoop in and start emptying out the surcharge money that the cabbies have been collecting. And I think that's an outrage.
Actually, what should happen is there should be a surcharge on every Uber fare. And that money should go to the yellow taxi accessible drivers. Okay? And maybe even go into a fund to help LaGuardia. To get more cabs at LaGuardia. If you go to the airport, you said it's all about money. Give them more money. Take it out of this fund. And accessible cabs, okay? We're here. We're real. Why would Accessorite try to take the money?
Right.
You know? Here's an email from Abe. You want more taxis at night at the airports? How about a $10 night surcharge between 8 p.m. to midnight?
I'm on my way.
Yeah. Or what about this?
Max on his way.
In addition to what they charge for the airports, they had $10 for an airport fare. You know, most people go to the airports, don't take yellow cabs, but when they come home, it's the convenience. More people take yellow cabs landing, it's a fact, than they do when they get to the airport. When they arrive to come home, they want to take a yellow cab. It's close, convenient, it's safe. You know, and you know what? I'd pay an extra $10 to take a yellow cab if I knew it was going to be there. Instead of, you know, you don't want to wait 45 minutes. Right. We just got a report at LaGuardia Airport. There's 100 people on the queue at LaGuardia Airport. Come on, guys, get out there. And
I'll see you next week.
You know, can you imagine? Help service the airport that way.
Well, you know,
Nancy,
I think
the
biggest...
on the Taxi Dave Show.
I think the biggest problem with LaGuardia Airport is the traffic situation. I mean, I've heard, I don't know that it's gotten any better, but I know a couple of months ago it was horrible. And then any time, day or night, the Grand Central in that area is like, it's like impossible. So I understand that the drivers may be a little apprehensive to deadhead over there, but, you know, like you said, if it's worth it, they'll go.
Well, since Gridlock Sam was on the Taxi Dave Show, what was that, a month ago, five weeks? Since that day, you could look at the calendar. He went to work to clear up LaGuardia. He's done a fantastic job. You can at least navigate yourself into and out of the airport if you're a cab driver. And it is reflecting into being able to make some money at LaGuardia Airport. But, Dave, you're on the right track, and so is Abe checking in with the email. If we get some kind of surcharge, $5 for locals, $10 surcharge going into the city at the peak hours. It's worked very well at Kennedy Airport. I think it's time to do that. And let's take a look at Citi Field also. Why is it that yellow cabs are never incentivized to go to places like Citi Field, the Javits Center, stuff like that? They should start throwing a little money at the cab driver, like a $5 surcharge for chasing down some of those rides, because they're there. And I just wonder why they haven't taken advantage of a situation that they could be solved easily.
With the surcharges, you get into a yellow cab. What is it, like $3.30? Why not make it a flat $5 to start?
$5.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, attention taxi drivers. Drive with WB Taxi. Day shifts, night shifts, weekends, all shifts available. WB Taxi is a full-service taxi garage located in Long Island City, Queens. For more information, call 718-729-7777 or go to their website at wbtaxi.com. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls at 800-321-0710. We'll read some more of your emails at taxihail@aol.com. We're here with JFK Mike, Nat Goldbetter, Claire, and I'm Taxi Dave, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
If you're driving a yellow cab and you want to make more money, okay, listen to this. So you dropped a customer. It's time to find your next fare. Should you go to Penn Station, downtown Broadway, to Times Square? Wait, maybe there's a concert ending at Carnegie Hall. Stop guessing. The Street Smart app will guide you to your next fare. Using data from multiple sources, Street Smart will direct you through the route with the most chance to find your next fare. Not only that, drop the passenger at the airport. Should you stay or should you go, Street Smart will also give you the status of LaGuardia and JFK parking lot. So stop guessing. Start driving smart. Download Street Smart now. Search for Street Smart in the App Store or Google Play and look for the yellow cat. It's not magic. It's technology. And by the way, I got two emails from drivers since last week. They were a guest on our show, and those two drivers said they are making more money and there's less time in between drop-offs and pickups since they're using the Street Smart app. This is the truth, guys. Street Smart. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that.
I'm going down the line. Going down the line. Going down the line.
The Taxi Dave Show is back. We're live from iHeartRadio Studios in Tribeca, New York, broadcasting across the world on iHeartRadio on your computers. By the way, that email from Abe, he listens on the computer. That was from Florida.
Go, Abe.
Yeah, we get calls from all over.
Nice.
Most people are driving. And hello to all you people who drive into New York City because you work on Mondays and you live in New York City Monday through Friday, and then weekends you go home out of New York City. A lot of you tell me that you listen to the Taxi Dave Show.
Cool.
So how you doing? How do you like the traffic tonight? Oh, my God.
Yes.
You know, traffic has never been worse than it is now. I ran into a taxi driver I knew for 40 years, and he says, Dave, I got to tell you, I can't stand driving in Manhattan. I never felt like this before. And I never felt like this before because traffic has never been worse. You know, on I just Second Avenue. It used to get crowded if you were going south. 66th Street, it would get crowded, you know, a few blocks before the 59th Street Bridge. Now it's 79th Street. It stopped. It stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking hours now to get into Midtown Manhattan.
Horrible. Hour and a half stuck on a flat rate from JFK is the norm, not the exception now. And I just want to say, coming into the studio, we're on Canal and 6th. And up to 7 o'clock, there were these great traffic cops, they had little white hats on, everything is running smooth. 7:01 p.m. tonight, a van pulls up, they all jump in this van, they're gone, the gridlock stops. So with the city, with it, which is going to have an $85 billion annual budget, can we get a few traffic cops to direct traffic, kick it old school, get some traffic cops, guys?
Yeah, tickets. We'll get into tickets in a minute. By the way, there's a yellow cab relief stop on Avenue A on the east side, between 1st Street and 2nd Street, just to let you know.
It's right next to Ketch's.
Yeah,
where
about a block of
ice. Terrific pastrami sandwich.
Don't forget the matzo ball soup, Claire.
Of course.
Don't forget the soup.
With the French fries.
I'll have what she's having. Godratola sent us an email. Why doesn't the TLC make any action to improve the Nissan NV200's quality? Well, I don't know what's wrong with the quality, so let's get some emails or calls. You got a problem with that, too? I still want to know. It seems that money is what came in, is how to solve the problem to get more cabs at LaGuardia Airport. Like right now, the cabs are needed at the airport every Sunday night. They really are. JFK, LaGuardia, how do we get more yellow cabs there? Is it just about money, or is there another way, guys? What do you think? 800-321-0710. Is there a problem with the NV200 I should know about as far as quality-wise? Give me a call. And yes, this email, oh my God, is that Nat Goldbetter? Yes, it is. It's Nat Goldbetter on the air, just to let you know.
A
folks.
Nat Goldbetter sighting.
Yeah, Nat Goldbetter sighting. Okay, da 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 da. Okay, last week, your mom talked about summonses being given to yellow cabs. Take a look at the numbers in this email sent to Councilmember Carlos Menchaca in February. And, by the way, your mom is terrific. Do you think we could get her to go down to City Hall and tell them what she really thinks?
You don't want that to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I would love for that to happen.
Mom, we don't want you arrested.
That's from Carolyn. Okay, so this is in the letter that she sent to the council members. The numbers are staggering. The following is taken from the mayor's 2017 management report. Medallion patrol summonses issued. In 2014, there were 7,600. In 2015, there were 12,100. In 2016, there were 16,600. So the numbers of summonses issued to yellow cabs has more than doubled over these years, and this comes at a time when the number of trips by yellow cabs has declined by 27%. This is shocking. What's going on here? Meanwhile, summonses issued to black cars and liveries for illegal hails have gone down. In 2014, there was 25,300. In 2015, 23,300. And in 2016, 18,900. So there's some truth to that. Okay.
Wow.
The phone lines are all lit up here like a Christmas tree. So, Steve, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi there. I'm a recovering cab driver of 43 years.
Exactly.
That was funny.
And Cape Cod, where I live now. I got a couple of questions, and if I may, a comment. What's the deal with the NV200? The partition is the only one approved?
It's the only partition that was crash tested, okay, made by the automobile manufacturer, and the only...
The automobile manufacturer crash tested it?
Absolutely. It's the only one, and that's why it's standard equipment on every yellow cab, the partition.
Oh, so because it's a manufacturer-made partition, they tested their own partition.
I guess you could say that, yep. And
yeah. So the other partitions are out of the running because no car manufacturer is making them, right?
No, there are other partitions. It's just that for the NV200, there are no other partitions because I don't think any have been crash-tested in the NV200. You know, you have to ruin a car to crash test something, or multiple cars.
I know. I wonder, when is there going to be a class action suit for all the people who have been killed or mutilated by the partition?
Well, I mean, considering the fact that cab drivers were getting killed and mutilated without the partition, it's a double-edged sword there. But like I said, I would rather have a cab with a partial partition. But the problem with the MV200 is it has a solid partition. So I think they should do something about that to get something in a middle ground there. But it has saved lives for the cab driver and has saved a lot of robberies from occurring inside the yellow cab. So we're not living in Des Moines, Iowa. We're living in New York City. We got to protect the cabbies. But the MV200 should at least have some kind of little cutout thing on the partition.
Thanks, Steve. Brooklyn Tommy, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave. Good evening. I'm going to answer a couple of your questions about the NV tickets and LaGuardia. Problem with the NV, the rear windows are way too small. The Ford Transit has much better passenger windows. Also, okay. The reset button is pointless. It should be an on and off button in order for me to turn off the AC or the heat in the back for a passenger.
What do you mean? You can't turn off the AC or the heat?
No, not at all.
They have their own AC and heat in the back.
I see.
Yes, but in order, I have to open the door, go to the back just to press the off button, just to save some. And it helps burn gas. The technology is cheap in the MV200. I mean, we're using buttons that we use in cars from the 80s to use the AC and the heat. It's ridiculous. But the radio is a modern radio with Sirius FM and iHeartRadio and everything. Go figure.
Yeah. Oh, you can listen to the Taxi Dave Show in the MV200? Yeah, I love that car.
What do you think he's doing tonight, Dave?
Yeah. As far as LaGuardia,
how do we get more cabs to LaGuardia at night?
The problem with Terminal B is you have all these Ubers and black cars taking up the only lane that goes towards Terminal B. Because there's so many Ubers going towards the lot that they created for Ubers and these cars to get picked up, there's only one lane going towards Terminal B, and there's two lanes the opposite direction. They need to shift lanes, allow two lanes to go towards Terminal B.
Okay. I appreciate that, Tom.
Great call.
Right. Thanks a lot. Attention, taxi drivers. Drive with WB Taxi. Day shifts, night shifts, weekends, all shifts available. WB Taxi is a full-service taxi garage located in Long Island City, Queens. For more information, call 718-729-7777 or go to their website at wbtaxi.com. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. We'll take some more of your emails. This is the Taxi Dave Show brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned, America!
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number 3 or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
If an insurance company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York, Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week, and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
If you're driving a yellow cab and you want to make more money, okay, listen to this. So you dropped a customer. It's time to find your next fare. Should you go to Penn Station, downtown Broadway, to Times Square? Wait, maybe there's a concert ending at Carnegie Hall. Stop guessing. The Street Smart app will guide you to your next fare. Using data from multiple sources, Street Smart will direct you through the route with the most chance to find your next fare. Not only that, drop the passenger at the airport. Should you stay or should you go, Street Smart will also give you the status of LaGuardia and JFK parking lot. So stop guessing. Start driving smart. Download Street Smart now. Search for Street Smart in the App Store or Google Play and look for the yellow cat. It's not magic. It's technology. And by the way, I got two emails from drivers since last week. They were a guest on our show. And those two drivers said they are making more money and there's less time in between drop-offs and pickups since they're using the Street Smart app. This is the truth, guys. Street Smart. Pearland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, Taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe, that day in the fort, just about halfway. Hottest part of the day.
The Taxi Dave Show is back.
Woo!
Yes, we are.
Go you. Go you.
Okay. I think the JFK flat fare should only be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. other times during rush hours. Let's allow the meter to run. That's from Tommy. Thanks a lot, Tommy. Appreciate that. Okay, how in the world will they be able to take down the old Kosciuszko Bridge, which is 20 feet taller than the new bridge, when it's within 10 feet of the new bridge? The city may have to paint itself into a corner. Thank you for that one, that email. And from Stephen, when it's over 90 degrees, it's too hot in the back of the taxi cab because the partition in the MV200 blocks the cool air from flowing the air conditioner to the reel, so the passengers always complain. We have that problem every summertime. Maybe it's not the NV200. I don't know which cab it is. As we know, most fleet cabs have air condition problems with partition cabs. Okay, Stephen, thank you for that one. Joe, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, Dave, thank you. I had a passenger, I believe it was Thursday, from Port Authority to 97th and Park, approximately $18. She said there was a bit of a wait in the line. You know, it was one of those real hot days. It was a busy time, busy day of the week. She checked her Uber app, and in about the 10, 15 minutes she was on the line there waiting for a cab, she said it went from $17 to $27 to $37 to $47, the Uber cost of a ride. Now, I thought Uber had a 2.5 times limit of their original price, and $47 is more than 2.5 times $17. Is there anyone monitoring this? And also, Dave, with the NV200, the tires are ridiculously small and especially bad in potholes and all. And the partition should not be mandatory. This is a convenience for Nissan. I mean, they're saving money by mass producing these cars this way and not giving the drivers the option. And especially when we're competing now with cars without partitions, it should be an option.
My understanding is Nissan has no intention of producing cars without the partition. It's designed with the partition.
Well, I understand that, but maybe a couple of thousand cab drivers should flock the Nissan dealership for a day. It's kind of ridiculous. We got this shoved down our throat by the past administration.
By the third-term mayor.
Right. Yeah.
So let's just look at this. $17 fare is, you said it cost the passenger $18. And
right.
If she would have taken Uber, it would have been $47. That started at $17. So
right.
2 times 17, right, is 34. 3 times 17 is 44 and 7 is 51. So
she would have had to pay almost 3 times, and there's supposed to be a limit of 2.5 times, as far as I know.
It's actually 2.8.
Oh, okay. My mistake then. Maybe it is 2.8 then.
Yeah, so I think they pushed it to the max. But still, can you imagine $47 when you take a yellow cab, it's $18?
Yeah.
There's all your savings, folks. You know?
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show, Joe. Lauren, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Florin from WB Taxi. How are you guys doing?
Florin, okay.
Thanks for taking my call. Number one, Uber doesn't have a limit. That limit is only during emergencies. Number two, you mentioned earlier in the show about the MTA tax, that Uber should collect it too, the 50 cents that every passenger pays for every ride.
No, I just said that there should be a surcharge. I think it should be more than 50 cents.
Well, here's the thing. Yellow cabs contribute, what, $80 million a year to the city just through the 50 cents they collect from every passenger?
That's right.
And I think that's a nice bragging right we have. And when I say we, that's drivers, owners, you know, anybody in the yellow cab industry. You know, who else gives the city $80 million a year to use to pay police officers, sanitation workers, teachers? Only yellow cabs do that.
That's right. And you know what? If we had a... if the medallions were strong, every time the city auctioned off medallions, hundreds of millions of dollars went into the general city fund also to pay for teachers and firemen and police officers.
Absolutely, and the city desperately needs that money. And the reason why they started paying the 50 cents is because the subway was in a deficit. The MTA was in a deficit, and most recently I heard that there's a surplus. And now to get drivers...
Well, I asked the head of the MTA... at a public meeting, okay, at the time, it was, forgot his name right now, but the head of the MTA, I said, when you turn the MTA around from the red into the black, will the surcharge go away? And his answer publicly was, absolutely
no.
Not.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
They could use every dollar that you get. Now, LaGuardia, getting more drivers there.
Yeah, how do we get more drivers at LaGuardia Airport at night?
We need to accommodate the drivers. You need to have... you know, food for them, air conditioning, prayer rooms, clean bathrooms would be great, too. I don't think the surcharge will do it because they have a surcharge, first of all. I think there's $5 between 4 and 8. But basically, it's about getting the driver there, and you have to accommodate them. You got to give them, you know, nice perks and stuff, get them over there.
That's true.
And
LaGuardia, LaGuardia is like a camping trip for cab drivers. There's very little in terms of conveniences or you know, bathroom facilities. You know, we're
you have that one trailer down by Delta, right?
Ugh.
What do you have in the other lot? Is there another lot?
I haven't been to the other lot. I that's a good question.
I think
you get porta potties.
Yeah, and then American I saw was operating again. They have one line for cabs over there, and it doesn't look like there's any facilities. So accommodate the drivers.
Oh,
that's a good point, Florin. Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave
Thanks,
Show.
Brother.
Really appreciate it. Now we were talking about, you know, a driver I knew who's been driving for 40 years saying traffic has never been worse in Manhattan. Now, Nat, you heard or you read something interesting in the TLC's executive budget that they gave to the city council about 2017, what they're anticipating as far as the additional number of four hire vehicles. Can you share that with us?
Oh, absolutely. Right now... the Commissioner Josie addressed the Transportation Committee and the Financial Committee and said that currently the TLC licenses 100,000 for hire vehicles and is 160,000 drivers. Now,
so there's 100,000 vehicles right now.
100,000 vehicles right now.
Okay.
Wow.
And now they predict.
And folks, only 13,000 of them are yellow cabs.
Right. Huh. And they are estimating that there will be another 35,000 licenses issued by the end of next year.
Vehicle licenses?
Vehicle licenses.
Oh, my God.
A 30% increase of vehicles. 35,000 vehicles. Let's see. Where do you live in the sound of my voice? What would an extra 35,000 vehicles in your immediate neighborhood do to traffic? Think about it. Okay? Just think about it.
That's what's happening right now.
And the biggest problem I have with all of these vehicles is there's no enforcement. I mean, you drive up and down. I walk around the city all the time. You will see Uber cars or some app companies sitting on hotel taxi lines waiting for fares. What is that all about? How hard is that to enforce? They have no business being there. It's a no standing except for taxis or limousines picking up people. They are just sitting there hour after hour after hour. It's disgusting.
Thank you, Nat. Mike, NYC, Taxi News.
Yes, I know how annoying it is when I keep blabbing on about NYCTaxiNews.com. I say it over and over again, oh, NYCTaxiNews.com, NYCTaxiNews.com. I just want to tell you, I'm getting better with that. I'm taking my medicine, so I'm not going to keep saying NYCTaxiNews.com that often. Thank you very much.
You can read the Taxi Insider newspaper on NYCTaxiNews.com. I'm Taxi Dave. Thanks, Nat. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Claire. Thank you to all your listeners, all your callers on the internet and your radios driving on the streets. Now I got to end up in the traffic to get home. Taxi, get me home!
This has been a podcast from WOR.